This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on this first weekend of November. Big show for you this week. My first guest, former White House press secretary for President Trump, and now one of the stars on Dancing with the Stars, Sean Spicer, will be joining us. Josh Gates will be here from the Discovery Channel with a new edition of Expedition Unknown. Jeff Abraham will be joining us. He has penned a book called The Show Won't Go On. It's about celebrities who either didn't make the show, died during the show, or shortly thereafter. It's kind of fascinating. There's a new cable network called Wonderstruck. Courtney Thomasma and Susan Kresnicka will be joining us. Then we have Tom Clavin, who's written a great book about Wild Bill Hickok. Donald Faison, actor on Emergence on ABC. International superstar Sarah Brightman. And from People's Magazine Investigates, Alaysha Dennis. That's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. That music is so familiar because we hear it each Monday night on ABC, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time. That's Dancing with the Stars. And joining us right now is a gentleman that I not only want to talk to about Dancing with the Stars, but a job that he had that, boy, I'd give anything to have had. Joining us right now is one of its contestants, Sean Spicer. Hi, Sean. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I figured you'd get in the mood here if you heard a little bit of that dance music. But, hey, it's voting time. Sean, let me ask you, though. Did you, and I say this affectionately, did you think you would last this long?
No. Not at all. I know how the quality of the other cast members, how good they are. So I thought I might be able to get a couple weeks, and to be here week 8 is a testament to how much support there is out there. And honestly, that's the humbling part about this, because you know, if you look at the scores that I have, and you realize, you know, what it takes to overcome how well the other folks are doing on the score side, it means that there's just a ton of people out there that are really enjoying us on the show, want us to keep going.
That's great. I mean, to think that you beat out Mary Wilson of the Supremes, I mean, Miss Rhythm and Blues, I mean, that's sensational. But, you know, when you first went on the show, I don't think it's any secret, you took a lot of joking, especially from your former cohorts in the news media. How'd you feel about that?
I got a to be honest, I expected a chunk of it because, you know, it wasn't, it's not something that a lot of folks have done before. In fact, I don't think anyone. So I kind of knew that there'd be a little bit of ribbing with it, a little bit of, you know, discontent from the press corps. Some of the extreme rhetoric I thought was a little over the top because I was like, are you serious? You really care that much about a show about dancing?
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they do.
Well, the news.
What's been cool about it is to see how many people are there now they're supporting because there was all this, oh, boycott the show, boycott Sean, da 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 da. And go, okay, well, I'm in week eight now. So that really shows how many people out there actually do think that for whatever reason they enjoy having us on the show.
You know, I think, too, that you have to look at the past history of the person. When you see somebody out there that has, you know, been in show business, you say, well, they've been in show business. But here you see you as a very serious public persona and then turn around and do something light. And I think people have a hard time accepting that. And, of course, in your case, you got the great news media who is really banging at your door. These people would bang at the door of heaven if they had an opportunity to do so. So it was a tough thing for you to go into, and I give you a lot of credit for. How hard, Sean, is it? Because you hear so many people talk about the strenuous exercises and routine that you got to go through in order to come up with the simplest dance.
I think for me, it's extremely challenging. I have no background in this. Anyone who's watched the show will see that really quick. And so it's been a huge challenge for me. Because it's not just that I don't have any experience. It's not something that comes very natural to me. I'm not artistic. I'm not musical. I don't have any rhythm that's natural to me. So this whole area is just so foreign to me. And it speaks volumes to my partner, my pro, Lindsay Arnold, who's gotten me this far. She's just a talented coach and teacher. But I didn't know what to expect. I thought that I'd, you know, maybe last a couple weeks, I'd do okay. But we are working on, I mean, every morning you're getting up and you're working as hard as you can to learn, you know, the steps and the, you know, getting everything down precision-wise. So it has been a huge challenge, like, that I don't think I fully understood what it was going to, you know, do physically, mentally, to get ready every week.
When you wanted to do this, and when you thought first was confronted with it, did you think to yourself, you know, everybody worries about image. Did you have any reservations about that, or did you say, ah, the hell with it, I'm just going to go out and have a good time?
I thought I was going to go out there and just have a good time. There's no question there's a little bit of concern about image, because I'm going, okay, like, you know, this could go very bad. But I also knew that I came to a decision where I said, at some point you make a decision about, you realize you live once and you go, what do you want to do? And I thought, this sounds so fun, and I don't know when I'd ever get an opportunity like this again. Probably never. And it had been offered once. I turned it down. It came again. And I thought, you know what? This is just so not what I would normally do. So try it. Do something different with your life. And I think part of what I think some people out in the country think is, here is a guy that can, you know, is probably like me, that stands in a corner at weddings and sways back and forth by the bar. You know, I'm not the guy up there on the dance floor. And so I think people identify that, okay, there's someone who's willing to kind of expose themselves, take some risks, try something different, learn and work hard at it. And so that's different. Then there's a lot of folks that are just gifted at it, or that have a background in it, or took lessons when they were kids. I'm not one of those people. And I think that's why, you know, I was a little concerned that maybe it would be a massive embarrassment. But I knew that if I worked hard, that I'd be able to show some level of progress that would make it worth it.
Yeah, that's great. I really give you an enormous amount of credit. Now, I want to talk to you about something else in a second, but I do want to make mention, how do they vote for you now, Sean? How do the America listening today vote for Sean Spicer on Dancing with the Stars?
Well, that's a great question, because right now, so we set up a website, Spicer Arnold, my partner's Lindsay Arnold. You go to SpicerArnold.com, you can sign up, and we tell you, we make sure you get an email and all that. But basically, the votes only count Monday night while the show is live on the East Coast from 8 to 10 p.m. or 7 to 9 Central. If you're in Mountain or Central or, Mountain or Pacific, you have to vote actually when it's airing in the live portion in the East Coast. So you can still vote, but you can't wait till it shows up in Mountain or Pacific. You have to vote early. And then you get 20 votes, 10 by text. You text my name, Sean, S-E-A-N, to 21523 10 times. and then you go on ABC.com, and you get 10 more votes.
Okay, so it's SpicerArnold.com, and then you have to put in 21523, correct?
Yep, and okay. Instead of, like, texting at the top, you know, putting in a name that you normally would, you put those five digits, and then in the subject line, you just put Sean and press send, and that's it.
Okay. Sean, I'm going to go off the subject for just a moment, okay? Aside from the fact that I've been in the broadcasting business over 50 years and in the entertainment business, I am a presidential historian, and I have a replica of the Oval Office in my home.
Are you kidding me?
No. And the premier piece that I have that I just got 4 weeks ago is the Resolute Desk. The replica of the Resolute Desk, the same size and everything. It is very, very cool. And, you know, the last time I interviewed the president, this was before he was the president, I jokingly said, if you run for president and become the president, can I be your press secretary? And he said, with your voice, absolutely. You got the job. Congratulations, Sean.
Well, I wish I had known. I've done that and then ended up on Dancing with the Stars.
The Resolute Desk is great. If you are ever in the Orlando area, you got to get in touch with me so that we can break bread, and I'll have you over the home, and we can sit back in the office.
Well, that's the deal. That is really cool. That is definitely a first that I've heard. I know I'm sort of a political collector, if you will. More, I mean, my wife thinks I'm a pack rat, but I think that is a pretty cool thing to have. So congrats to you on getting a desk.
Yeah, I told her the Doris Kearns Goodwin the other day when I was talking to her, and she says, you've got to be kidding me. And I said, no. And I said, you know, the problem is I don't want to go in the studio anymore. I just want to sit behind that desk and give orders, you know. But, you know, I guess you can't do that these days. Hey, Sean, tell us again how to vote, okay?
Yeah, the easiest thing is just to go to SpicerArnold.com. You sign up there. We send you an email and a reminder, but all the instructions are there. But again, everyone gets 20 votes while the show is live on the East Coast, and it's 10 by text, my name, S-E-A-N, to 21523, and then 10 while the show is live to ABC.com. And casting all 20 votes is really important.
Okay, Sean, we're rooting for you, and we'll help you all we can. And if you win, maybe we can have you down here and do a big dance tournament.
Well, I'd love to. As you know, the show's owned by ABC, so I'd love to maybe get down and do something at Disney, and then that'd even give a nice excuse to get by there.
That sounds great. Sean, thanks for joining us. Good luck. You're a good sport, and we look forward to having you back. Okay, my friend?
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye. An interesting man, I tell you, and a very cool situation. Sean Spicer, former White House secretary, who is now on Dancing with the Stars Mondays at 8 Eastern, 7 Central Time on ABC. Go out and vote for him. He deserves it, man.
You bet. Thank you so much.
And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I've been doing the show for almost 30 years. You get to make friends. And our next guest is one of those friends. He's a fascinating guy, and I love what he does. And he's got a successful television show that he's had for a long time. He's an adventurer. He's a TV personality. He's an author. And he's the host and executive producer of Discovery Channel's huge hit, the series Expedition Unknown. Joining us right now is our friend, Josh Gates. Hi, Josh. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm very well, sir. Happy to be back.
It's good talking with you. I always enjoy our discussions, and now this one even becomes more enjoyable because of what it's all about. I don't know how you do all the things that you do. I am dead serious, and we've talked about this before. Scuba diver, photographer, you've been in subsea excavations in the Mediterranean. You've been in the African desert, in Antarctica. I mean, you have been in more than 100 countries, and I don't want to sound like a dope, Josh, I didn't know there was 100 countries.
It's true. I get around. I do get around.
Yeah. Well, this episode of Expedition Unknown, which airs, by the way, 9 o'clock p.m. on the Discovery Channel, is pretty fascinating. It's about a secret book authored by a gentleman by the name of Byron Price.
That's right. It says, I always describe it as the greatest game you've never heard of.
Okay.
And this guy, Byron Price, he published this book in 1982, and it's a treasure hunt. And it's a really, you know, kind of brazen thing that he did, which is that he went out and he buried 12 treasure boxes in 12 parks across America. And then he published this book to help you find them. And to find each box, you have to match a painting in the book with a poem, with a verse. You use the painting and the verse together to unscramble where this box is buried. And these puzzles are hard. You know, they involve history and literature and geography, and they're tough. And so he publishes the book in 82. Within a year, these three teenagers in Chicago find the first box buried in Grant Park in Chicago. They're these three Dungeons and Dragons kind of nerdy kids, and they found a copy of the book, and they realized that one of the paintings was depicting Chicago in a kind of hidden way, and they found the box. Then 20 years went by, and nobody found one, until two lawyers discovered a second box that was buried in Cleveland. And so two down, 10 to go. And that's where the story has kind of ended. In 2005, after the second box was found, the author tragically passed away in a car accident. And he never wrote down the solutions to the remaining 10 puzzles. And it's like something out of a movie. And so for the last 15 years, nobody has been able to advance the game. And we've made two shows on The Secret, which is the name of the book. And I've never had a viewer response like we've had from these two shows. I have now received thousands and thousands of emails from people who claim that they know where a box is buried. Or maybe they do, but they don't have it in hand, you know? And so I got one email about a week and a half ago from a guy in Boston who said, look, I know where the third box is buried. And he sent along a photo of a broken piece of ceramic, and I'm one of probably a handful of people in the world that have seen the other two boxes, and this broken piece of ceramic looked a lot like something off of one of the other boxes. And so I called him up, and I said, what is this? Where did you get this? And where's the rest of it? And he said, come to Boston, and I will show you what this is, and I'll reveal all. And I got on a plane and flew to Boston. And that's what our show is about, is this incredible adventure trying to find the third box.
That's a pretty slick way to sell books there. Byron was right on top of it.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you win anything? And there's a reason I asked that.
Right. So the boxes are made of ceramic, and inside each box is a ceramic key, which I think the author did on purpose so that you can't metal detect for the boxes, which is also very slick. If you find one of the keys, you turn it into the author. In this case, you turn it into his widow, who is maintaining the prize. You turn in the key, and you receive a precious gem. There are 12 precious gems awarded, one for each of the 12 boxes. So you get a gem, but what you really get is bragging rights. You know, right now there are 3 kids from Chicago, 2 guys from Cleveland, so you've got 5 people in the world that have managed to fish these things out of the ground. So you really join a pretty elite winner circle. You know, people love puzzles, and so people have just been obsessing over this for 40 years.
Now, what's the value of the gem, Josh?
A few thousand, probably. Okay. I mean, nothing crazy. I mean, like I said, you're not going to retire off it.
Are the boxes, or the ones that have been found, because obviously the other 10 we don't know where they're at, are they on private property or public property?
So this is one of the really interesting, and you could argue, fatal flaws of the puzzle. They're on public property, but they're in public parks. Now, in 1982, when Byron buried these boxes, we didn't really think about parks the way we think about them today. There wasn't kind of the environmental movement that we have today. In 82, nobody really cared if you went to some of these parks with a shovel in your hand and dug a hole.
Right.
Today, that's not true.
Right.
And so there are some parks, like, for instance, one of the boxes is likely in San Francisco, and many people believe it's in Golden Gate Park in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Parks Authority of Golden Gate Park, they kind of love this, and they say if you want to come and you have a spot in the park where you think it's buried, come apply for a permit, and if we think it's a decent solve, we'll send a ranger out there to accompany you, and you very kind of carefully and tactically dig a hole. Other places are just implacably against this. You know, they say, no way, don't come to our city, don't bring a shovel, we're not into this. And so this is one of the weird things about the puzzle, is that their boxes are hard to retrieve.
Well, you know, here's the reason I'm very fascinated by this. In one of the radio stations I used to own, we had a contest, find the key. And we hid the key. And then we would get on the air, and we would give clues to where the key was. And if you found the key, you want a brand new car.
I like that.
But here was the problem that we had. And I got to tell you, the contest was a huge success. Everybody in town was looking for that key. But here's the difficulty we had, and that's why I asked you about the public or the private property. Right? People were going on to places like a McDonald's, who they deem as public, because you can go to McDonald's and buy a hamburger, all right? And that's private property. So we were having all of these businesses that were retail businesses and restaurants that people perceived to be public property, not realizing that they were private property, and then the fun began.
Well, totally. And look, it's a really interesting thing. And it's, people love puzzles. They love mysteries. And people get really obsessed by this stuff. Once that happens, people kind of go crazy. They'll do anything. That is one of the real challenges of this puzzle. It's an amazingly inventive game. But it, by its very nature, kind of invites people to maybe do things they shouldn't do. So I always tell people, if you think you know where a box is, get permission to dig it up.
Again, you hit it out of the park. That's a great, great premise for a show. And
it's a great story,
And
I hope folks tune in, because when they hear about this guy in Boston and how he put this puzzle together and what he's found, it's really incredible.
Now, the 2 boxes that were found already, were they on public property?
Yes, one was in Grant Park in Chicago. The other was
in a place
called the Greek Cultural Garden in Cleveland. So both in public parks.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, that's great. Well, hey, Josh, again, the show is great. You're always welcome here. You know that. It's, of course, Expedition Unknown on Discovery. It airs on the Discovery Channel every Wednesday at 9 p.m., and its host, author, and brainchild is our guest, Josh Gates. Josh, we'll look forward to your next visit. Just don't make it so long from now, okay?
You got it, Ron. I'll be back soon.
Okay, thanks, Josh. An amazing guy. There's no questioning about it. Expedition Unknown, Josh Gates. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Good news for fire-stricken Californians.
We're definitely in a little bit of a transition where it looks like things are changing, things are calming down.
Ventura County Fire Steve Kaufman says the Maria fire's about 20% contained, so some evacuees are now going home.
The fire is still hot on the interior of the fire, the interior of the perimeter of the fire, so we haven't put our guard down, and the other thing is, still in a red flag fire warning.
The largest wildfire in the state, the Kincade Fire in Sonoma County, is now more than 70% contained. The president of the United Auto Workers Union is taking a paid leave of absence during an investigation of corruption. Gary Jones hasn't been charged, but federal agents searched his home in August in connection with the investigation. The FBI has been investigating fraud and misuse of funds in the UAW for more than 2 years. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
today nationwide and around the world. Well, it just came across my desk a book that I think, and I don't mean to be like, you know, a sadist or anything, I think it's very entertaining. It's a book that has never been addressed before, the topic that we're going to be talking about. And of course, the old showbiz adage is the show must go on. But this is called The Show Won't Go On. And it's penned by Bert Kearns and our next guest, Jeff Abraham. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
How are you, Ron? It's just to be a stickler, it's called The Show Won't Go On, the most shocking, bizarre, and historic deaths of performers on stage.
Okay.
How's that for a mouthful?
That's a mouthful. You could die just saying that, you know that? I am sure, Jeff, before we start talking about the book, there hasn't been one person that has interviewed you today or in the past that has not said that they have died several times on stage or on the radio or on TV. Am I correct in assuming that?
That is correct. And but there are a number of radio entries in the book, and we think that's where the expression dead air comes from, when a desk jockey has died during mid-air shift, and there's plenty of dead air. We think that's where the expression comes from.
Well, tell us about the book. Let's set up the premise for people who have no idea what we're talking about. What is it about? Because I find it, I couldn't put it down.
Thank you, Ron. The premise is that we've always heard the expression, the show must go on, but unfortunately, many performers through history have had demises during mid-performance, whether they be a magician trying to catch a bullet or a magician trying to outdo Houdini by being buried alive, or a musician who was assassinated by somebody from a crazed person from the audience, or a guitarist who gets electrocuted, or an orchestra conductor who has a heart attack during mid-performance and dies of a heart attack. So it's people, performers who unfortunately die during mid-performance.
What was the reason you did the book? I know you're a big fan of Jerry Lewis, you and Bert both. But what brought you to write this and this topic? And believe me when I tell you, it's very cool.
I have to give Donald Trump some credit for this, believe it or not, Ron. It was about 15 years ago. I went to see an Elvis tribute show at Trump 29 Casino out in near Palm Springs in Coachella. It was an Elvis show, and there was a gentleman, you don't know his voice. You don't know his name, but you know the voice. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
Yeah, I knew that guy. He's a big heavyset guy.
Yes, yeah. Al DeVore.
Yeah, Al DeVore.
Was in the audience, mulling around, and after the show, someone said, Al, when are you going to write a book? You've done it all. He said, yeah, I know. And I said goodnight to him at 10:30 Saturday night, and on Sunday morning, as he was leaving the casino, he died in a car accident. And it literally took my breath away, and I said, oh my God, I was just with him, his last performance. So I thought about compiling a book, more about the interesting stat about somebody who had just done a performance and died, or died just before a show, like Elvis's bags were packed, or Hank Williams had just come from a show,
mm-hmm.
Buck Owens had just did a show, went to sleep, and never woke up. So I was curious about that fact, and I knew about one or two people who died on stage, and Bert said, no, I think there's enough to compile a book.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're crazy. Not only is there enough to compile a book, there's enough to compile a sequel.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned the ones that just performed and died. Gene Pitney falls into that category. And one of the Righteous Brothers, Bobby Hatfield, did that.
Absolutely. And John Entwistle of The Who died with hookers, allegedly, in his hotel room in Las Vegas, as The Who were getting ready to start their reunion tour at the Las Vegas Hard Rock Hotel.
And, you know, there was an actor, a very famous actor, and his name escapes me at this point, that was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, did the show, and went home and died. And I don't even think they aired the show that night.
Well, you may be mixing up, Ron, if I may. Orson Welles had done the Merv Griffin show. Merv said he never wanted to talk about the old days. And Merv said, you know, Merv, ask me anything you want. And also on the show was a Orson Welles biographer, and they had a great show. Orson went home, and right after the taping, he died of a heart attack. So before the show aired. But the famous case is an episode of the Dick Cavett Show.
Right.
And Dick had a health expert, of all things, as a guest, named J.I. Rodale, later the publisher of Prevention magazine. as a guest, and during the taping of the show, he had a heart attack and died. And that episode has never aired, but Dick has been talking about it, and I guess you would talk about it too, if someone died during an interview, since 1971. But we were very fortunate. We became the first people allowed to view that episode. So we give you a very detailed account of the episode and correct urban legends that have been going on since that show was taped.
You mentioned the thing about Orson Welles, but this was another actor. This guy, I think, starred, now it's starting to come back to me, he starred in the movie Network. And that's the fellow that died in an elevator when he went back to the hotel after doing the Tonight Show. But I can't think of his name. My friend Tiny Tim, that befell him, did it not?
Yes. Tiny was not in good health.
No.
About a month prior to his demise, he was at a ukulele Hall of Fame event and had a heart attack. And the doctors really told him to take about a year off and relax. So he went home to Minneapolis, where he was living with his last wife, Miss Sue, and he was talked into doing a show at a Minneapolis Women's Auxiliary Club and did a performance. And at the end, he said to his wife, you know, I'm not feeling well. And he had just performed his trademark song, you know, Tiptoe, through the tulips, and he had a heart attack and died.
Wow. Now, what about Dick Shawn? Now, Dick was a pretty enthusiastic performer. I mean, he was high energy, high energy. He died on stage, too, in a play.
Absolutely. An amazing performer. Your audience will know him from two of the greatest comedies, The Producers and Mad World. He was very unpredictable. I mean, the start of his one-man show called The World's Second Greatest Entertainer, he would be lying under a pile of newspapers and would pop up. And so for him to fall or do something on stage was not out of the ordinary. And so at one point in the show, he said, pretend an atomic blast goes off and everyone around us is gone. And I am your leader and I want you to follow me. And on cue, he fell down. And the entire audience is waiting, and they're laughing, which is, if I can give you any advice, if you're going to die on stage, try not to be a comedian, because most people think it's part of the show. People are yelling, take his wallet! And then they realize
he's dead.
Exactly. Yeah, and his son, Adam, who we interviewed for the book, was a stage manager. And we give a wonderful eyewitness account of what happened. It was truly tragic. You know, and some people would say, but Adam, your dad died doing what he loved. And Adam would say to you, well, maybe, but my dad wasn't done.
Yeah.
My dad had another 20-plus years in him.
Sure.
He could have performed. So some people don't take away with that solace of dying doing what they loved.
You're probably too young to remember Pinky Lee. He was an old vaudeville carrier. Okay? Now, when I was a youngster, and I'm talking about maybe 6, 7 years old, I used to watch Pinky Lee every day. And he didn't die, but he did a jump that he was famous for, and he had a heart attack on live television. And I'll never forget this to this very day, that all of a sudden the TV went blank, and I think they put a sign up there that says, we've lost this broadcast. But he had a massive heart attack right on stage, recuperated and went on to perform. But you remember those things. And there's great stories in this book, ladies and gentlemen, about Albert Brooks' father, who died in the arms of Milton Berle at the Friars Club, about the mentalist Washington Irving Bishop. We don't want to tell that story. You got to buy the book to hear that story. That is really bizarre. But the name of the book is The Show Won't Go On, The Most Shocking, Bizarre, and Historic Deaths of Performers on Stage, penned by our guest, Jeff Abraham. Jeff, I could talk to you for hours. Please come back. I know you're on a busy schedule. Please come back and let's chat again. This is fascinating.
I would love that, Ron. You've always been a wonderful supporter of my clients, so I would be delighted to talk with you anytime about show business and performers who've left us way too soon.
Let's do that, okay? Let's make a plan for that, all right, Jeff?
Thank you so much. Truly a plan.
Okay, good. That's good to hear. Jeff Abrams has been our guest. The name of the book, again, is The Show Won't Go On. Shares new findings of the most famous and obscure deaths that have occurred on stage. And again, I hate to use the old adage, but on radio, on television, and on stage as a performer, I must be a cat of 9 lives. I've died many times. And there's more to come with Ron Seggie today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. I was fascinated with a video I saw this morning that's part of a new show that's going to be premiering on November 2nd. It's a weekly 24-hour block of wildlife and nature programming with the debut of Seven Worlds. It's called Wonderstruck. And I tell you right now, I was absolutely amazed. Joining us right now is cultural anthropologist Susan Kresnicka and BBC American Executive Director Courtney Thomasma. Susan, Courtney, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ron. Nice to be here.
I meant what I said. I watched the clip of the Wonderstruck show, and I couldn't believe it. First of all, before we get into that, because I was just blown away, tell us about the foundation for Wonderstruck, because I know that it comes from the brainchilds of Planet Earth 2, Blue Planet, Dynasties. Explain that to us.
That's right. This is Courtney. So BBC America has been airing nature programming for a decade. And a couple years ago, we saw something incredible happen. We aired Planet Earth 2, and then the next year, Blue Planet 2. And both shows just exploded in terms of viewership, critical acclaim, popularity. And we just saw a real resurgence around our entire catalog of nature programming. We at BBC America are home to the Planet Earth collection, so we have all of that great Planet Earth 1 and 2, Blue Planet 1 and 2, Frozen Planet, all of your favorite nature series that you know and love, and we just saw the demand for these programs really, really grow. And so we wanted to better understand why now, what kinds of benefits were these programs providing viewers at this moment in time that was leading to this renaissance. So we reached out to Susan earlier this year and have spent the better part of the year really conducting some research into understanding what benefits people receive from this programming.
Well, actually, it's based on research from a commissioned study, is it not?
That's right. Yep, from Krejnica Research and Insights, which Susan leads.
Susan, what did you find in this study?
We found that the benefits that we receive when we watch nature content like this are actually quite similar to those we experience when we are physically in nature. We didn't just conduct a survey or a poll or something like that. We actually had our research participants give us feedback about the viewing experience right after they watched it. And they weren't in a lab. They weren't in a research facility. They just submitted this to us when they watched it in the course of everyday life like they naturally would. And then they were able to tell us right after I finished watching this content, this is how I felt and this is what I was thinking about. And we were able to capture those very immediate and in-the-moment benefits. And what we learned is that after people watch this type of nature content, they receive a whole host of benefits, emotional benefits like feeling calm and relaxed and feeling a sense of gratitude even. They also showed those who started the viewing experience in an anxious state very frequently reported a drop in their anxiety afterward. They talked about reduced feelings of loneliness, like really everything you could ask for in terms of feeling better and feeling calmer. They also talked about in that relaxed and open state, they were able to learn new things better, which was a really interesting thing that they were letting information in a different way because they were calm and relaxed and feeling so positive emotionally. And then finally, I would say the other thing they talked about was feeling this deep sense of connection to the world around them. There's this feeling of, wow, I am just a small piece of something much grander and vaster than myself. And it has this wonderful effect of making us feel small by comparison and feeling very much connected to the broader web of the planet and even other people.
If someone was to hear that explanation as you just portrayed it, they would say, just sensational. But it sounds so good to be true. Well, let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've had a stressful week. I have to be honest with you, okay? This business is not all bells and whistles and sunshine and stars, all right? And I watched a little part of this video. And literally, ladies, the anxiety, the stress just went away. You were just taken into another world, mesmerized. I don't know how you film this, because it is nature at its supreme, as if you were partaking in it as one of the creatures. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. How do you film this?
Well, we work with the very best wildlife filmmakers on the planet. All of the programming that you'll see in Wonderstruck and a lot of the additional pieces, the on-air environment, come from years and years and years in the field. The average natural history landmark series takes multiple years. They can take, 4 to 10 years to create one show. And I think you see that in the quality of the content and also in the way it's presented. We were so inspired by Susan's research that we decided we were going to organize this content completely differently by launching this destination, this new micro network called Wonderstruck, where every Saturday BBC America is going to turn into this new destination, 24 hours of this great programming with an on-air environment and content designed around it to enhance those benefits, to make people feel more relaxed. So the video you watched is something created especially for this micronet designed to enhance all of these feelings.
When you say it takes 8 to 10 years to get the footage for all this, technology changes so quickly, and the resolution and the quality of these pictures can't be that old because, I mean, you're like there. I mean, you cannot believe the detail, ladies and gentlemen, on this, and the colors, and as I mentioned before, the high definition. It's unbelievable. Now, is this going to be a full-time network or just on the Saturdays? Explain that.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a pop-up network.
Okay.
So it will be every Saturday that BBC America will transform into this you know, new network with its own look and feel, nature programming all day, but presented differently in the ways that we described. It's beautiful and calming and inspiring, and we think it is the kind of destination that you can turn on all day and just leave your TVs on and be inspired. So we're hoping to make this part of people's weekly routine after a stressful, busy work week or, you know, tough week of classes at school, that people know they can just turn on BBC America and experience this new destination of Wonderstruck.
Well, it's very well done. I can't express to our audience how well done this is, and we're looking forward to watching it, really. I'm blown away by the whole thing, and please come back and join us sometime. Our guests have been Susan Kresnicka and Courtney Thomasma, and please come back and join us. I'm a big fan of what you're doing. I really am.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Courtney. Thank you, Susan. I guarantee you, once you see this, you will be attracted to it every single opportunity you get.
It is so cool and so relaxing, really. I mean that.
We're going to pause for a second, but there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer. To show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future, I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, Sean Spicer. He's a good sport, former White House press secretary. Josh Gates from Discovery Channel with Expedition Unknown. Jeff Abraham, who's written that book, The Show Won't Go On. And Courtney Thomasma and Susan Krasnicka from the new cable channel, Wonderstruck. Next hour, we're going to bring back the days of cowboys. Wild Bill Hickok is the name of the book. Tom Clavin is the author. Donald Faison from Emergence on ABC Hot Show, international superstar, what a beautiful voice, Sarah Brightman, and from People's Magazine Investigates on the Investigation Discovery Channel, Alicia Dennis. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today, so hang in there.